sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out. Okay, good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And we are talking home inspections today. Have you ever had a home inspection? Have you ever bought a house without a home inspection? We would like to just go over with Scott Hill.
Yeah, Scott Hill from Call Us First Inspections. This is Mark Carr, Director of Operations and Buyer's Agent for the Becky Ivins team. And today we have Scott Hill, which is, this is a critical stage in the buying or the selling process. Is the inspection just a general inspection, specific inspection? And Scott, tell us a little bit, just in general, what does an inspection cover?
Well, inspection, in a couple of words, is it's the visible part. We don't go in and, you know, we turn on the heat and air and we'll turn on all the water and we'll make sure that everything's operating correctly during the course of an inspection, which normally takes about two and a half hours full time. But as far as going in and taking anything apart, you know, we can't do that. But essentially, it's visible, visual and non-exhaustive. In other words, we do our best not to go in and just take things apart. That's the best way to say it. So we do the structural. We look at the structure. Now, we're not structural engineers, but we do look at structural. We have certain keys to that give us indicators as to whether there's structural concerns or not. And we look at the exterior, which is also at times combined sort of with the structural. And then we'll look at the interior, open all the windows. We'll check all the walls, check the ceiling and so forth. We go through the plumbing. So we will let the water run for at least an hour. You know, if you don't do that, then you usually don't realize whether there's any backup, particularly in the sewer system. So we allow that to run for an hour. And then we'll check the HVAC. The HVAC is an interesting inspection type because you turn the cool on, and what you try to do, you have the air that's coming out, which is the supply, and then the air that's going back in, which is the return. We'll let it run for a while, and we'll actually take the difference of temperatures between what air coming out, air going back in. And a really good indicator as to whether the heat and air unit, both on heat and air conditioning, is working properly is whether you get about a 15 to 20 degree difference between the intake and the outtake. So those are two really good. Electrical, electrical's a little bit more technical.
Yeah. I'm sure someone's trying to write down all those lists of things.
It probably is.
You don't have to worry. One of the things you can do is you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on favorites. And you can go to Call Us First. I know you guys have like a list of everything on your website that you get inspected and what it covers. And that's great. But you have these big systems on it. And like Becky, when I work with buyers, they often go through and go, well, how do I know what I'm buying is you know, the air conditioning works like it's supposed to. The stove works like it's supposed to. And in our contracts, we have 10 days normally, or really that the buyer gets to choose how many days, and the seller has to agree that they get to inspect the home. And
there's many kinds of inspections.
Yeah.
When it comes to a home, it's not just the general home inspection. There can be a specific structural inspection, environmental inspection, lead-based paint inspection.
Right. And notice what I tell them is like the seller or the buyer invites Scott in to do the inspection. And one of the things that you tell us, Scott, is whether it needs a more specialized inspection after that.
That's right. I'll kind of use the roof. Roof is one of those things. You get on the roof and I can't tell a lot of times what type of grade it is. But if you've got leaks that are coming through the ceiling, you've got leaks in the attic, and you've got torn shingles, or you've got some damage up there, then our suggestion is two things. Number one, we always suggest, obviously, that they check with your insurance agent. We can't make that determination for them. And then if we see enough indicators up on the roof, then we'll get back with the realtor as well as the buyer and suggest that they get a hold of a licensed roofer to come out and look at the roof and make the final determination on what actually should be done.
So as you're looking at that, I mean, you're kind of looking at, does it need a more specific roofing inspection to be done? So, I mean, the big ones are kind of roof and foundation are the ones that, really people – those are the big two I hear over and over again. And how do you determine whether it needs further inspection, especially in cracks? And
yeah, leaking on the roof is an obvious indicator. And then there, if there's multiple damaged shingles – and if there's wear and tear, and then, of course, there's two different types of punctures. There's punctures that are just by, say, tree limbs. They can make one type of puncture, which you can actually put your finger in, but you don't get a motion inside. And then there's hail marks or damage that you can actually put your finger on, and it can go all the way down to the fiberglass. When we see lots of those puncture marks where the fiberglass is actually coming through, and the ideal situation, I mean, not the ideal, what an insurance company will look for, they'll look for a 10-foot square area with 8 to 15 puncture marks or marks in that area. And if anytime we see that many, we automatically call for a licensed roofer to come in and take a look.
Right. And we have someone like Larry Robbins comes in with Robbins Roofing, mm-hmm. comes in and gives us that expert opinion, which is just fantastic to call for. Now, when I walk around with Becky, I'm looking at you, Becky. When I walk around with buyers, and they oftentimes are looking over cracks, and like they're looking for cracks, and they look around and look for cracks
in the drywall,
in driveway, in cement, in like it seems to be like a lot of times. Buyers don't know what to look for, and so that is one of the things that they is tangible.
Well,
to
we
look
as realtors
for.
Often don't know what to
right.
look for because we're not engineers,
right?
That's so,
and we often get the question, "What's that crack there? What is it?"
We're not a licensed engineer, nor are we a licensed home inspector,
right.
So we depend on our licensed home inspector. I thought I might mention a couple of other things that they inspect, which is appliances.
Mm-hmm.
If they're staying with the property. If they're built in, they get inspected, and if they're not built in, they don't get inspected, even if they are staying with the property. But the interior features of the home, such as do the doors close, that kind of thing. And then the exterior features of the home, like is the gutters, are the gutters...
Getting the water away from the house.
Correct.
Right.
So there's a lot
big
of things
part.
To check on a home inspection. We're going to continue our discussion.
I want to encourage you, if you're listening and you want to know your buying power in today's market, call Dean Riddell at SWBC Mortgage at 858-7770, 858-7770.
Or go to BeckyIvins.com.
Click on Favorites, and you can see it there. We'll have more for you right after with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio, KTOK 1000. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, Director of Operations for the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And right to my left is Becky Ivins.
Good morning, broker. Everybody. We are talking to Scott Hill of Call Us First Home Inspections, and Scott's one of our favorites. And I wonder what makes Scott one of our favorites, besides the fact that I personally lived through the Scotty Hill glory days of OU football.
I know that Jim Ivins is a
my gosh.
Yes, big fanboy of Scott Hill in the OU days.
Why do we call you Scotty Hill? Is that what you were named in? Did you ever go by Scotty?
I never went by Scotty in my life until I got up here and Coach Switzer coined Scotty. And my mother even got Coach Switzer off to the side one time and made a very, very definitive point to Coach Switzer and says, his name is Scott, but it didn't stick. Coach Switzer just called me Scotty, and that's how it all kicked off. You know, Mom was gone back home, and I was Scotty again.
That's a great story.
So, Coach Switzer just kind of does what he wants to do anyway, doesn't he?
He does for a fact, and has been very successful at it, by the way.
Yes, he has. You do a great home inspection. You don't do all of the inspections yourself. I mean, you've got a team, right?
We do. We have four people that actually work with me now, and we divide them up. And almost all of us got over 100 inspections this last year, and I'll be at my 1,000th inspection next week. And then Greg Gaddis is actually the person that trained me, and he's over 1,000 inspections. So we've got We've got about 2,500 total inspections in only 3 years that we've done, so it's pretty good number.
That's great. Yeah. That's a lot of inspections. You do them together, though. There's not one person that shows up for an inspection typically. It's two of you.
We do. We try to do two at a time, and the reason we do that is, number one, for the realtors to make sure we get through in 2 hours and get the reports back that day or the next morning at the latest. And the other thing, the buyers like that too, and it gives us an opportunity. If I see something that I'm not really sure of, I can always go grab the other inspector and kind of get four eyeballs on it. So those are things. With 2,000 square foot homes and above, we always have two inspectors. Sometimes if we're really peaked up for time, then Greg or I'll do one on our own if it's 1,500 square foot or below. But other than that, we almost always have two.
Well, the timing helps the realtor. It helps the person owning the home and the person buying the home. You don't want to have to take off a full half day of work to go to a home inspection.
Yeah, we get a lot of comments on that we get in and get out and get the inspection report back usually that day and at the latest the next morning. That's just one of those things that we set ourselves apart from some of the other inspection companies. We decided to do that up first, and we've been pretty successful with it.
And everybody appreciates that. And there's kind of two different ways an inspection gets done on a house that's being sold. One is the seller can have an inspection on a pre-inspection that's done. That way they know kind of what's going to be found in an inspection. Sometimes they can address those issues so that the home sells for a higher dollar or for a faster pace. Or more often than not, it's the buyer that is ordering the inspection that they're working on your behalf. And you do the inspection at the end of that normally two-hour time period, depending on the size of the house. You go over everything with the buyer. And you guys just do a great job at that. And just tell us about how you do that.
Okay, yeah, that's one of the things that, again, we sat down one day and said, how can we set ourselves apart? And one of the things, we really like the buyer to be there. We do inspections if the buyer's not there. But going through, having the inspection, if we find something that just really sticks out to us during the inspection, then we can go and grab the buyer, grab the realtor, and say, hey, come over here. There's nothing like being able to see this in person, and let me show you exactly what this is going to mean on the report instead of just getting a picture with something, some comment about it. And then at the end of the report, we split it up. You know, whoever does the first five components will go first, and it's the structural and roof and the appliances and the plumbing, and they'll just go over through step by step all the ones. We have a series. We have some things that just need repairs that a handyman can do, and then we have another section with information in there that we think those licensed people need to go through, and we make sure that they understand and see all the pieces. And a lot of times we'll take them around and show them. You can tell a lot of times whether somebody just wants the report and then get out of there, and some of those that follow you around, they want to know a little bit more. So we're very tentative about that, wanting to know about that. But anyway, that's something that's worked out really good. And quite frankly, I think it's good PR for us, too, to be able to get that. We get a lot of good comments on it.
Yeah. And you guys, one of the things that happens is those inspections can be overwhelming because the inspection report you give is lots of pages, but you present it in a way that's kind of just the facts, ma'am. Here's what's happening with your home, which is a great thing to know.
Yeah. It's early on, I learned of one of the groups that I was training with, they went through and they would put a red sticker on every loose outlet. Well, all a loose outlet is, you just have to tighten the screw to tighten the outlet. And so, yeah. You know, if you're a 26-year-old divorced woman that has three kids and you're walking into this house for the first time and you see 15 red stickers on the house, it scares you to death. I mean, why are there all these red stickers on? And, you know, we'll put one sticker on and explain that there's multiple outlets that are loose, but all you need to do is tighten them up. So we do our best not to scare them away, so to speak, but also be very authoritative and honest in our approach with them.
So that report, when you go over it, you have it on a pad when you guys go over, but you also email it to them in a PDF form, right?
That's correct. They can print it out if they'd like, but yes, everything's done electronically and sent out in PDF.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you just want a honey-do list for your honey, have Scott Hill out and have them inspect your house. You'll have the ultimate honey-do list. It's fantastic. And that's what I tell people, is that sometimes it's really, you know, about the structures that are safe, that the home's safe. Mm-hmm. But it also gives you a pretty good list of just the little things that you need to do around your house.
Well, you did. You made a comment a while ago, Mark, and anytime I'm going to sell a house, I'm going to have my house inspected. I'm just, yeah. just and I understand there's a cost in that, but also – typically, if we go out and do a seller's inspection, it will save them money on the back end of what they have to fix once the other buyer's inspector comes in and does their inspection.
Yeah. So foundations, we talked about cracks, and everyone rocks or they always walk around looking for certain cracks. And what is good and what's bad and how do we look?
Okay. Number one, anytime you see cracks in the driveway or cracks in the garage, those are not as concerning as what you might think because they're separate pores. They're not a pore of the actual foundation. So that's one thing that really gets concerning to people. And then there's two other points that I would make, I think. When you walk around the house and you see cracks, there's four different types of cracks. There's step cracks with actually going steps. There's vertical cracks. There's horizontal cracks. And then there's pyramid cracks, cracks that start at one place and go down both sides. And if you've got pyramid cracks that are going down both sides and they're going through both the mortar and the brick, then you probably have some structural issues there. If you just have step cracks going down 3 feet that are going to the mortar only, that's typical settlement. So those are pretty good indicators. And the other thing that's really important to home buyers, I think, you walk around and you find these cracks, go inside to the exact location contiguous to where those cracks are outside and see if there's any sticking doors or sticking windows.
So sticking doors, sticking windows. That's one of those just common things that people can look for if they have multiple of those. They need to call Crown Foundation. Get some kind of engineering or structural engineering to come in and take a look at that.
Particularly if you've got sticking doors, sticking windows, and then on the very outside of that area you have some cracks in the bricks, then yes, definitely.
Well, we've got the answers for you. You present the problems. We're going to find the right people to do it. So stay tuned because we have got a lot coming up still with Scott Hill, Call Us First Home Inspections. Stay tuned with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. It is time for our word of the day.
Brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether it is a small repair or a full roof replacement.
Easy for you to say, Mark.
It's not easy for me to say, but it is easy for Robbins Roofing to say. So call Robbins Roofing at 728-3700. And this is one, just every time we come up with an inspection and need something about the roof, which with our weather here is just kind of a common thing, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, and Robbins Roofing is going out and inspecting one of our homes on Monday,
yep,
actually, to see whether or not they can find. They said it's about 50-50, so they're meeting. There's some damage, but depending on who the insurance company is, it may or may not be covered. So they're kind enough to meet with the insurance adjuster,
right,
to see if they can show the adjuster the damage, because evidently this is a brown roof, kind of. I forgot what color it was, but anyway, you can't see on that particular color. It's harder to see the bruises,
yeah,
from hailstones. So they will. So Larry will get up there and he's going to point
get up
them
there
out,
right, with the adjuster and do, which is wonderful. So our word of today is investigation. Investigation, the action of investigating something or someone, formal or systematic examination or research.
Investigation is a little bit more like research.
Yeah.
And our contract reads that the buyer has so many days to perform or have performed their investigations, inspections, and reviews. Now, So it's more than just inspections. Investigations can be a series of things like the floodplain.
Right.
Like
insurance would be is another one that I really encourage buyers to, during your inspection period, call about insurance.
That's the first thing you should do before you ever even schedule your home inspection.
Start to get quotes. Understand, is it insurable? Is there anything about the property that you're unaware of?
Are you willing to buy it if it's insurable at an actual cash value instead of a total replacement?
Yeah. Sometimes we find that there's been a claim that hasn't been performed on it.
That's been claimed,
yes,
but and been paid for even.
But has not been
the repairs done.
And so so during the inspection time period, we find out that they had a claim on it, but that work is not complete because the problem's still there.
How about reviews? What do we review? Well, we review the disclosures.
Mm-hmm.
We review utility bills, if you're interested in that. Most of us should be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your house payment's $1,100 a month and your utility bills are $1,200 a month, that's a problem.
It may also tell you that something's going on that you need to investigate further about that house.
Hope we find it.
Yeah, there's something happening.
Hey, we've had many homes where the inspector has found that the supply line or the return line, either one, are disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened both in the attic, the return line, the return air in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the air conditioner is just sucking in attic air instead of the returned air from the air conditioner.
Yeah.
Or the supply. The supply. And you walk up in the attic and it's just peachy cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just blowing right out into the attic. And the folks never noticed that their bills were so high.
It reminds me of one that Greg did for us for Call Us First, and it was the supply line of the gas to the heater was not connected. Brand new home. It had everything. It was all ready. Somebody of the subcontractor had just forgot to hook it up. There was a piece that was missing.
So should you have inspections on a new home?
Scott, what do you say?
Absolutely. I would. We've done, I don't know how many we've done this last year, and there's not one that we haven't found many different things. You know, you have general managers or that'll walk back through, and they're like anybody else. You know, I'm a really good home inspector. My wife tells me that I'm a really good home inspector until I'm inspecting my own home. And it's sort of the same way with these general managers. You know, they walk through the homes that they're done, and they miss things that we're trained to see. So we always find something. And just along that line, one of the things when we do a new home inspection, we also will do a warranty inspection for that same buyer at 11 months at half price. So we've generated a lot of business for that, but we always find something. That's a good indicator there, or good thought there that Greg found that one thing. You never know what's going to happen. They get in a hurry, too. Everybody gets in a hurry.
And the builder's responsible for the working components of that home. They, in the state of Oklahoma, a builder must give a one-year home warranty.
Mm-hmm.
However, if there's something wrong with that house, the builder typically doesn't know about it, or the builder would have fixed it.
Right.
And if you find them right up front, like we had John Nail on last week talking about the parade of homes, and the thing is, if the builder knows about it, they fix it. If the builder doesn't know about it, they can go that builder can go straight to their subcontractor and get it fixed right away. But if you wait a year, you can't go back to that subcontractor. I mean, they're only on the hook for so long themselves.
That's exactly. You know, one of the things that we find almost all the time is, not with all builders, but with most new builds, the code is that they have to put a guttering system of 8 feet above the condenser outside. Mm-hmm. But they won't put gutters, the builders won't, because it's a cost saver. But if the buyer knows early enough that they can use the gutter, and you've got some might potentially have a drainage problem, they can add that into their financing. Rather than have to come up with $1,200 to $1,800, they can actually go back and finance that guttering and make everybody happy.
Man, my thing about homes in Oklahoma, the best thing you can do to preserve your home is to have a good drainage system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
That's that. Water is the multiplier. Like it, whatever you have water that sits around, it just begins to multiply different problems just with different systems.
If you're seeing erosion around your house anywhere, or if you're seeing your brick that are becoming discolored, mm-hmm. then you need to get a landscaper out to make some adjustments typically.
Well, and a sprinkler system is a maintenance issue anyway. Mm-hmm. You should have it maintained every year.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Well, I know during inspections, we have a tendency to find things that are unique or odd, or sometimes they're entertaining. Like, for example, we've had a car jack that was holding up a sink of a home that was just built in ways. So there are things that I just find that are unique when you go through.
Well, I'll tell you a really quick story. When I was just getting started, I was doing one of my first inspections, and it was just a very clean house, and I wasn't finding anything. And, you know, of course, you're getting paid for this, and you feel like you got to find something. So I'm looking. And finally, I find this little crack up in the doorway going into the master bedrooms. Little lady's been following me around, and I said, "Well, I found a crack." She goes, "Where's the crack?" And so I went over there, and I took my light, and I showed the crack up there, And then I went back. When I was going over the report, she came and grabbed me literally by the arm, by the 76-year-old lady. They were moving. She said, "Now, where's that crack?" And I put my light on it again. And she reached around the corner and got a broom. And it was a cobweb. It wasn't a crack. So I learned, you know, sometimes there's cracks and sometimes there's not. Don't look for things.
Well, you know, if you need a home inspection, how do you choose the right home inspector? I consider myself one that my biggest talent is surrounding myself by good folks and good professionals that know what they're doing. So you can always go to BeckyIvins.com no matter what you're looking for in the way of people surrounding a home, and you're going to find the best people, in my opinion, there. I never recommend you, Scott. That's a liability for me.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that people call you and discuss with you and then make up their own mind. But to be listed on my favorites page, that just is saying exactly that. They're my favorite people for the job they do. And just go to BeckyIvins.com. Nobody pays anything to be on there. They're on there because I want them on there because they've proven themselves to be great professionals in the real estate industry. We're going to return with our Smoking Hot Deals right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Having a great time here with Scott Hill from Call Us First Inspections and just talking about inspections and what goes into it and learn a lot. I always enjoy every piece of this. I just learn new things each time.
Scott, give us your phone number because people are probably aggravated. They can't write down your phone number.
Okay, 405-640-0406. Very easy. 640-0406.
I like those numbers that don't have that many digits in them. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Easy to remember.
What are some of the most typical things you find on a home inspection? There's probably a few things that you find on at least half the homes.
There is. There's the thing that we find most of all is garage door down sensor. They're never adjusted correctly, and that could be a safety issue. They're supposed to hit your garage door opener and it goes down, should be able to hit the top of your car and go back up without damaging your car. And it's just almost 90% that we find those. And the other thing is a high loop on your drain underneath your sink. Those are just almost always two. Plumbers just don't see it. And what that means is you've got a garbage disposal that connects, the drain line connects with your dishwasher. And if it goes down from the garbage disposal, it also goes on a downward side to where the base of it is at the flooring where the dishwasher and the garbage disposal are, then you're inevitably going to get garbage disposal debris that goes in the middle of that and keeps it, and it'll clog up the dishwasher. So having that high loop secured up to the top with about a 15 to 20 degree angle back towards the dishwasher will save you all sorts of problems over the long haul. Those two things are right up in the 90 percentile area. The other thing I think that we find, we talked about a while ago, particularly in newer homes, are that guttering systems are only partially done, and we find drainage issues around the house, and that's going to be something, Mark, you did a good job of saying it a while ago, anywhere moisture can intrude, that's going to be a problem with the house over the long haul. So from an appreciative standpoint, finding those things and fixing those as soon as possible will certainly keep the appreciation of your home going for a longer time.
Another thing that we find is the toilet is loose from the floor. I sold a house one time. I kid you not. This is one of the funniest things. I told the seller that. I said, well, your toilet's loose from the floor. And they said, well, it's a swivel toilet. And I said, what? And it literally turned like a swivel chair, and they thought that they had a special toilet.
It's an upgrade feature.
Yeah. We do not have swivel toilets. No.
That's a leak waiting to happen, folks.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that it didn't smell in there because,
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
If it truly swivels, they said it's always been that way. We just thought it was a swivel toilet.
Sounds That's like funny. The bolts just were never attached. The one that I always see is GFCIs. I mean, it seems like there's always a GFCI that needs to be changed out.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And a GFCI is a ground fault circuit interrupter.
It is.
And it's a plug that will keep...
That prevents water from getting from your hot to your neutral. It'll actually kick it off before it flares.
Right.
So a safety issue. So
Absolutely.
Home inspections basically are a snapshot in time, and you inspect for things that are not safe, broken, or not working as intended. Right?
That's exactly right. You've
okay.
got it down exactly.
There you go. Well, Scott Hill, thank you very much. Call us, First Home Inspections, and I highly recommend you talk to Scott. See if he's the best guy to do your home inspection. And Mark, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Becky.
And guys, go out and look at the Parade of Homes and mark your calendar. October 24th. The old-fashioned hymn sing at Hope Retreat Ranch in Choctaw. I'm going to see you out there, and I promise I won't sing in your ear. But you might be lucky enough to be sitting right in front of my husband, who will. We'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.